Truth and Transcendence. Brought to you by Yes, You Now, with Catherine Llewellyn. Truth and Transcendence, episode 93. So, regular listeners will have heard me talk many times about the relationship between being effective and fulfilled in our own lives and being part of the solution in the world. And I personally believe in and experience and absolutely uphold the idea that there is a direct connection between the two things, which is when we're happy, when we're effective, when we're fulfilled, when we're creative, we're in a much better position to actually make a contribution. So you've heard me bang on about that repeatedly. Well, today I'm going to read out Robert Fritz talking about it. Robert Fritz, if you haven't come across him, he first published his excellent The Path of Least Resistance in 1984. And his modality, his particular philosophical point of view about this has seeped through into many other modalities. At the time, the book took the personal growth world by storm. This was a piece that integrated psychology with creativity, with productivity, seamlessly. And his highly leveraged modality proved effective for millions of people across the following decades, including me. I loved it. I read the book repeatedly. In fact, at the time I was in the community, which I've mentioned before, which came out of the Exegesis program, and we all got copies of it, and we all read it and got together in groups and discussed it for quite some time. And there were groups all over the world doing exactly the same thing. So if you are looking at a way of getting your team, your board, your group, your family, your community more in touch with being creative and being really, as Fritz says on the front cover of his book, learning to become the creative force in your own life, you could do a lot worse than getting The Path of Least Resistance by Robert Fritz. And I've put the link for that, the Amazon link for that, in the show notes. So I'm going to read to you his closing words in the book, really, which is the punchline, if you will. And it's not a spoiler, because it doesn't actually tell you anything about how to do what he's talking about. It talks about why it's important to do it. So the heading of this section is called Transcendence in Civilization. And this is in his book, which was written in 1984. He says, transcendence is not merely a personal principle. It can occur in civilization as a whole. When we consider the causal forces at work in history, we might conclude that at present, our civilization has a probable future of destruction, decay, and disintegration. However, in each individual on this planet, there is the deepest longing to reunite with what is highest in him or her. Thus, transcendence for the planet as a whole becomes more and more possible as the individuals who make up civilization shift from a reactive, responsive orientation to the orientation of the creative, in which transcendence becomes the norm. During its history, our planet has been characterized mostly by reactive, responsive people acting within the framework of structural conflict. After I finish reading, I'll tell you what structural conflict means. And being led through the path of least resistance from circumstance to circumstance, mostly driven by those circumstances and hardly ever having a real vision of what they truly wanted to create. But at this moment in our history, a new door is opening into an era motivated by vision, energized by aspiration, rooted in current reality, forged by each creative act, and leading to a transcendence of civilization as a whole. As people learn to master their own creative process, they have the potential to be the predominant creative forces in their own lives. In organizations, as people become fluent in creating and put that fluency to use in the service of what they most deeply want and love, a new breed of leaders will begin to emerge. Leaders as creators, transforming the meaning of the relationship of the individual to all of human endeavour, and building a civilization unlike any before. When historian Theodore White was asked what he thought was the force with the most power to shape history, he said, "The idea." The idea that is currently in the air, the insight that is ripe, the principle that is the most powerful catalyst of our age, is that each individual can be the predominant creative force in his or her own life. Once you have discovered this principle for yourself, there is no turning back. Your life will be changed forever. And that's the end of the piece. So that was written in 1984, and I imagine that many people listening to this will recognise some of those ideas and say, well, yes, we all know this now. And I actually think that's true. I think we've all heard some of those ideas multiple times. The question is, what are we doing about it? Are we acting on that? Are we actually investing in our own creativity and our own mastery of our own lives on our own behalf, but also on behalf of the good of the whole? And that's what my work's about. And this is not primarily an advert about my work, although, of course, I hope you think I'm absolutely fabulous and want to contact me. But that aside, I actually believe in what Robert Fritz is talking about there. And I think it's well worth looking into this. I heartily recommend the book, The Path of Least Resistance. As I've said, I've got the link for it on Amazon in the show notes. And I heartily recommend reading it through several times and then using it as a workbook to practice. And I promised I'd tell you what he means by that term, structural conflict. What Fritz means by that broadly is, if we are living our lives in such a way that the structures by which we're living create a conflict within us, that then impedes our ability to be creative. And one very powerful example of structural conflict is when we say we want something on the one hand, and on the other hand, we come up with all sorts of reasons why we can't have it. So, for example, I want to be successful, but I can't be successful because I have failed before. Or I can't be successful because I have self-doubt. Or I can't be successful because of all sorts of other reasons. Now, that is a structural conflict, because there your energies are trying to pull in two different directions. And you can't be right about both things. You can't be right about having the thing that you want whilst being right about believing you can't have the thing that you want. That's a structural conflict. And I think we all recognise structural conflicts in our lives every day. Now, I'm not going to do the spoiler and tell you how to create the opposite of conflict, harmony, creative tension, if you like. I'm not going to answer that because that's a much longer conversation. But I will say it's worth going into the book and finding out what that is, or calling me and I'll tell you what it is and we can discuss it, because it's very, very powerful. I think we all know that when all of our attributes are working in highly leveraged fashion, all in the same direction, we can accomplish enormous and wonderful results. Now, one of the ways to cause that to happen is to have a crisis where there's no option. We have to drop all the stuff that's irrelevant, and we have to get a grip, and we have to bring together everything in alignment and act on it. And for a lot of us, that's the only time we do that. But it's a very, very labour-intensive and emotionally draining way to do it. In Fritz's work, he talks about doing that at any time in relationship to anything without having to go into crisis mode. So it's highly recommended. So as he says, when we tap into our true motivation for becoming the creative force in our own lives, we can then bring about significant, wonderful results, have a wonderful life and be really creative. So thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about my work, you can go to yesyounow.today. And I wish you a wonderful week full of creativity, and I'll see you next time. You've been listening to Truth and Transcendence,
the regular weekly podcast from Yes, You Now with Catherine Llewellyn. For more information, head to yesyounow.today/podcast.